Welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. My guest here today is Carrie Austin, who is in Queens, New York, and she's joining us via Zoom. So Carrie did a great job playing the whodunit inventor game, and I know that you did too. I can't wait to hear your answers. And as I said before, you can just head over to Facebook and you can share with us there the inventions that you guessed were made by Black inventors. And now I'm going to share a little bit of history on each one.
I'm excited.
All right. So first, let me tell you actually the whole list of the Black inventors. All right. So it's the touchtone telephone, VoIP or voice over internet protocol, Shockwave, the beginning of online video, caller ID, the world's fastest computer, steam engine lubricators, the gas mask, the traffic signal, closed circuit television security, sanitary napkins, the walker, the toilet tissue holder, the super soaker, the first blood bank, IBM computer, and the first pacemaker.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is pretty amazing. All of these inventions, well, most of them, you don't see like a face to these inventions. So I'm pretty excited about hearing some background on these inventors.
All right. Well, let me share with you. We'll start with Dr. Shirley Jackson. Dr. Shirley Jackson is an American physicist who received her PhD from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1973. Her major developments were the touchtone telephone, caller ID, and fiber optic cable. She was the first African-American woman to earn a doctorate in nuclear physics at MIT. In addition to her lengthy list of academic achievements, she also has an impressive number of inventions under her belt. Her experiments with theoretical physics paved the way for numerous developments in the telecommunication space, including the touchtone telephone, the portable fax, caller ID, call waiting, and the fiber optic cable. Today, Dr. Shirley Jackson is the 18th president of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York.
Wow. So can I just give you a quick story of when I grew up? I remember we had these touchtone phones and we never knew who would be calling. So, you know, the phone would ring and if you were home, you'd get it. And if you weren't there, then they just have to try back at another time. But you just never knew who was on the other end. But now, you know, things have just progressed so much. We were talking earlier about caller ID, which we really appreciate.
Yeah.
So we can screen our calls.
Absolutely. Kids today will never know the struggle.
Yes.
So we have definitely come a long way, and we have Dr. Shirley Jackson to thank for that.
So, thank you, Dr. Shirley Jackson.
Yes. So moving on to Marie Van Britten Brown. She was an American inventor, and her major development was the closed circuit television security. Did you know that the first home security system was invented by a Black nurse? Meet Marie Van Britten Brown. Although she was a full-time nurse, she recognized the security threats to her home and devised a system that would alert her of strangers at her door and contact relevant authorities as quickly as possible. Her original invention consisted of peepholes, a camera, monitors, and a two-way microphone. The finishing touch was an alarm button that, when pressed, would immediately contact the police. Her patent laid the groundwork for the modern closed-circuit television system that is widely used for surveillance, home security systems, push-button alarm triggers, crime prevention, and traffic monitoring.
Amazing.
Right?
I'm from Queens, so, you know, pretty much everywhere you go, all of our stores, all of our delis, everybody has CCTV, and it just helps with crime prevention.
Absolutely. I mean, now we can even monitor our homes from our cell phones anywhere in the world. So to know that that was actually started by a Black woman is actually pretty empowering.
I agree.
All right, so we're going to move on to Otis Boykin. He also was an American inventor. His major developments include the IBM computer and pacemaker. Otis Boykin's most notable contribution to science was likely the circuit improvements he made to pacemakers after losing his mother to heart failure, a contribution that has saved countless lives since. But this single improvement was among a long list of achievements. Boykin had 26 patents in his name and is famed for the development of IBM computers, burglar-proof cash registers, chemical air filters, and an electronic resistor used in controlled missiles and other devices.
That is pretty awesome.
Yep. Okay, we are going to move on to the next, Mr. Lonnie G. Johnson, aerospace engineer. His major developments were the Super Soaker and Johnson Thermoelectric Energy Converter. Did you ever enjoy water gun fights as a kid? I know that I did. Well, meet Lonnie Johnson, the man that gave us the most famous water gun, the Super Soaker. Lonnie wasn't a toy maker. He was actually an aerospace engineer for NASA, with a resume boasting a stint with the U.S. Air Force, work on the Galileo Jupiter probe, and Mars Observer Project, and more than 40 patents. Yes, he is also working on the Johnson Thermoelectric Energy Converter, which converts heat directly into electricity. But it's the squirt gun he created that has given us all the most joy.
Yes.
That's definitely surprising. Somebody who is so intelligent and so accomplished. What he got the most credit for was a toy.
Yeah, it gives kids joy everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on to Charles Drew, physician and medical researcher. His major development was the blood bank. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Thanks to Charles Drew, that blood is available. Drew was a physician, surgeon, and medical researcher who worked with a team at Red Cross on groundbreaking discoveries around blood transfusions. In World War II, he played a major role in developing the first large-scale blood banks and blood plasma programs. He also invented, get ready because this name is pretty charming, blood mobiles. These are the refrigerated trucks that to this day safely transport stored blood to the location where it is needed most. Drew was one of the most prominent doctors working in his field and one of the only African Americans during a time when blood donation was still separated along lines of race. Drew eventually resigned from his position with the American Red Cross over their insistence on adhering to this policy. It was 1950 before the Red Cross finally recognized that all blood was equal.
That is pretty great. And can you say his name again?
His name is Charles Drew.
Charles Drew. He's made such an impact on just healthcare because everywhere you go, like, you know, people don't have to sit around and wait to find their blood match.
Right.
So luckily for the blood bank, people can go volunteer, donate blood, and they can store this, and it's probably saved so many lives.
Absolutely. And I know just in Alaska alone, they've been running commercials saying that we need blood donated here. I forget the exact number, but it's a pretty large number of people who end up in the emergency room that need a blood transfusion. And Charles Drew is the first person to make that possible. So that's really awesome. All right. So we're going to go on to Marianne R. Croak. Her major development was VoIP. In 2013, Marianne Croak was inducted into Women in Technology International's Hall of Fame, a move that recognizes her remarkable achievements in tech. Croke holds over 135 patents, primarily in voiceover internet protocol, some in other areas. She has another 100 patents currently under review. Today, Marion is an SVP at AT&T. She serves as a mentor for women in AT&T Labs and sits on the board for the Holocaust, Genocide, and Human Rights Education Center. Pretty amazing. And if you are just joining us, we are here today talking about Black inventors, especially in honor of Black History Month. And we're learning some pretty amazing things here about things that we use every day now. And I don't know about you, but I have never really thought about who invented most of these things. So this is pretty eye-opening for me.
Yes, me as well. Do you have an example of VoIP, voice over IP?
Nope.
I know at work we use these VoIP phones.
Okay, so I'm not even gonna front here. I have to Google to make sure that I have giving a good example of VoIP. But what I think it is calling over the internet. So instead of having to make like a landline call or make a cell phone call, you can make calls from that are like web-based. So like from Skype, I think Google Voice might be an example of VoIP,
but it's so basically like Hangouts and WhatsApp, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe like WhatsApp. Yeah, you can make a phone call on WhatsApp. So pretty much any phone call that you're making over the internet that doesn't require the call to be initiated by a telephone. Does that make sense?
Okay. Hopefully someone jumps on the site and can chime in.
Yeah, definitely.
If we missed anything.
if you've got a better explanation of that, like definitely let us know on Facebook. All right, so we are going to move on to Philip Imlaguilli. He is a scientist and his major development was the world's fastest computer. Due to cost, Philip Imlaguilli was forced to drop out of school at age 14, but this didn't stop him from becoming one of the greatest computer pioneers of our time. In fact, he's often called the Bill Gates of Africa. As an adult, Imlaguilli began studying nature, specifically bees. The construction of the honeycomb inspired him to rethink computer processing. In 1989, he put this idea to work using 65,000 processes to invent the world's first massively parallel processing supercomputer, able to perform 3.1 billion calculations per second. That same year, Imlaguilli received the Gordon Bell Prize for his application of the CM2, massively parallel computer.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love that just like the person who invented the Super Soaker, he was a scientist and he invented like the coolest toy ever. Mr. Imlaguilli, he is a scientist as well, but his invention was inspired by studying bees. It's just so cool how inspiration can hit anywhere.
Right. So I have a quick question.
Sure.
With these inventors, are they all of African descent, or are they someone who's from India or somewhere else in the world that's not technically Caucasian or white?
No, these are all African American inventors, except for Mr. Imlaguilli, who is actually African. He's not American. Oh, the rest of them that we're talking about are African-American. They're Blacks.
Wow. That is pretty awesome.
It is awesome. All right. So let's talk about Elijah McCoy. Elijah McCoy was an inventor, and his major developments include lubricators that revolutionized steam engines and railroad industry. So this was definitely one that you got right, Carrie, on your first go around.
Did they have a background of when he invented this?
Yep. So he invented it in 1872. So his time here on Earth was between 1843 to 1929.
Wow.
Yeah. Often regarded as one of the most famous Black inventors ever, McCoy was credited for 50 inventions over the span of his career. In an effort to improve efficiency and eliminate the frequent stopping necessary for lubrication of trains, McCoy devised a method of automating the task. In 1872, he developed a lubricating cup that could automatically drip oil when and where needed, vital in avoiding sticking to the track. The lubricating cup met with enormous success, and orders for it came in from railroad companies all over the country. It was so popular that when other inventors attempted to steal his idea and sell their own versions of the device, companies were not fooled. They insisted on the authentic device, calling it the real McCoy. Wow. So now we know where that phrase comes from.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
Yep. So I think this is a great time to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to share about a couple more Black inventors there in their history. And then I would love to hear which ones have surprised you the most.
Okay.
Okay. So we will be right back.